We have a public hearing pertaining to the recreational possession limit for golden tilefish. Mr. Semino.
Good afternoon. I have some blue paper for you with regulation.
Thank you, sir.
Minor edits to one of the subsections to correct an oversight on my part. This is a public hearing. You have one public comment attached. I mentioned at the request for this public hearing that although this is an item for golden tilefish, I can't help but talk about blue line tilefish because that's really the genesis of this public hearing. Blue line tilefish fishery is a very important recreational fish for us. Back in 2007, this agency took...
I got oysters.
Sorry, I got enough of my coffee.
I got an extra
one. I'm reading oysters.
I got
one.
So, what this boils down to is... VMRC has had a regulation in place for tilefish and groupers since 2007. We've been managing the tilefish possession limits in aggregate. Any tilefish species that may be caught in federal waters and landed here, we had a 7-fish possession limit in aggregate, no matter what species. As blue line tilefish is becoming more restrictively managed at the federal level, the Mid-Atlantic Council is now jumping into the management fray. Previously, only the South Atlantic Council, with its jurisdiction that runs from the Virginia-North Carolina border south, have been managing blue-line tilefish. That fishery is going to continue to see regulations put in place. We know that there is an upcoming change to the vessel possession limits for blue-line tilefish starting when the season opens in May of 2018. And so we had a couple requests from recreational anglers to take out this aggregate for all three species, allow Virginia's regulation to reflect the federal golden tilefish regulation, which is 8 fish per angler. And so that is the regulation that you have before you. You will see, let's see how this lays out. Excuse me. The changes begin at the bottom of page 2 of 5. That is where we have changed that aggregate to specify that it's 8 golden and changed the 7 fish to 8. You'll see some strike-throughs in subsection B on page 3 of 5. That's to, you'll see further below that we're taking out the vessel possession limits from each individual species and putting that as subsection C, which will then address the vessel limits for both A and B for both tilefish and groupers. So that's how we've handled the amendments for this. I've mentioned in the evaluation that we will be back before you to deal with blue line tilefish, which you can see isn't addressed at this time. As I mentioned, we have one public comment that written public comment. It's attached here. It's rather lengthy. It gets into a lot of opinions, but as far as its opinion on this amendment, it's in support. So I'll leave it at that. And if you have any questions.
Are there questions from the commission?
I don't have any public comment.
The public comment is part of the evaluation. The only blue paper, the only change took place in subsection C.
Mr. Ballard.
I'm just curious. One of the comments from the public comment, I think the Anglers Association, was that it seemed duplicative for us to manage these species when they're federally managed and they're not caught in Virginia waters. Do you have any thoughts on that?
We do. In particular, with tilefish and grouper, we do see value in having state possession limits and landing in possession limits. One of the things that was noted, I believe the comments you have mentioned that any law enforcement agency can enforce federal regulations. Our law enforcement agency informed us that isn't correct, that they would need to be duly deputized by a federal agency, and most local agencies aren't. They can, however, enforce state regulations, and therefore, say the Virginia Beach a police officer could enforce these regulations. So that is just, you know, one aspect of why we think these lease possession and landing limits should be in place.
Other questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter of golden tilefish? Mr. Blow?
I didn't see him sneak in there.
Wes, you've heard me say it before. Whenever you're in the audience, I want to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you.
Please state your name for the record.
Wes Blow, recreational fisherman. Apologize for missing most of it, but stuck at work. Anyway, so I don't know what was said before, but my opinion is that this is a species that should be looked after very carefully. I fished this past Sunday with a very good fisherman all day long, and we caught one golden tile. So to put these limits at 8 per person, it's a fish that I'm afraid that will get wiped out. You know, we fished all day and didn't catch anything. These fish, as far as I know, don't move around a whole lot. So if we get charter boats and party boats out there that it's happened with the blue line tile and go out there, I think this is a species that we could see damage very easily. It has happened with, in my opinion, it has happened with blue line tile fish that, you know, boats with 15, 20, and 30 people on them, because these fish don't move around a whole lot. They can get wiped out. And golden tile is more apt for that happening than blue lines, I believe.
So instead of 8, do you have a number that you would prefer?
Or 4 would be more than enough. The boat that went out there Sunday, it's a very good boat to fish on. Only caught one fish. There may already be a problem.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to be heard on this matter?
It was my vote.
Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Neal.
It was my boat, and we only caught one because these guys couldn't stay away from the dogfish. So that was that. But anyway, I really think these bag limits stuff, do I think 8's too high? Yeah, I do, but it was basically set at the Mid-Atlantic Council level, and it was they really had a slate of options from 0 to 8, and they just picked 8 because they said the recreational harvest was immaterial. It didn't really matter, so they picked their highest number. I would move to recommend staff recommendation. Oh, first of all, I just want to make a comment. I really appreciate staff's work on this issue going back years, you really kept our fishery. I really appreciate the amount of effort that you put into this. My motion would be to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
But hang on.
The motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mr. Minor, accept staff recommendation. Discussion, Mr. Tankard.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of surprised we do have that 7. I mean, I view the fish as being an old fish that doesn't move around too much.
8 is the federal regs.
8's the federal, yep. Yeah. I mean, we're just following along. I mean, when we originally set our limits on this fish, there was no mandate for us to do anything. And what did we set it at originally? Was it 4?
No, 7.
It was 7 in aggregate, but we were much more concerned with the blue line tilefish fishery that was, just burgeoning. And, we're dealing, in that sense, we're dealing with two very different species. The Northeast has had a golden tilefish plan in place for some time. There's considerably better data that's been collected on golden. I think that, everything that Westblow said about this species and its biology and the threat from over-harvesting is there. But I think that if the council was able to set the level that they did, you know, they have much better information on this species, and especially since it's been an existing fishery for some time. There's an ITQ for the commercial fishery that's been established. It's going to be a much different story with blue line. You know, it's a new fishery. That's why we jumped in 2007 and put these regulations in place. There's still very little information. There's been high harvest from Maryland through New Jersey, and I think we're going to see some tough days to come on blue line. But I do think that, you know, the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council and NOAA felt comfortable with establishing that with the golden tile fishery.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll just note one minor little point on all this. It feels a bit discordant to me here to have 8 golden tile fish as the limit in federal waters, but once you cross that 3-mile limit in Virginia, you're at 7.
Yeah.
I could see how recreational anglers would be a little frustrated at that.
Yes, you make a good point. Thank you.
Further discussion? We have a motion by Mr. Neal and a second by Mr. Meyer here to accept staff recommendation and set the golden tile fish daily possession limit for recreational anglers at 8 per person. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.